Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did the Imagine Dragons concert change the Mavericks season forever? And the answer is obviously no. That's an absurd premise. I don't even know why we'd write that on the clock.
Well,
so joining us, yes?
Somebody's joining us?
Joining us right now.
The phone is ringing.
First up, live from somewhere in Texas, is Ben's brother, Quan Lee. Quan, do you have us?
Ben, gentlemen, long time, first time. How we doing?
Wow. So
this is not the first time you've called in.
And rounding out this Rogers Boys Roundtable, live from Arkansas, someone named Tony Rogers.
Oh, no way!
Are we on the radio?
Nope, we're just hanging out, Tony. We're not on the radio.
All three Rogers brothers. Skin, can you power rank the Rogers brothers?
Well, I know that Quan Lee and Tony are both tied at number one. And I have you coming in at a strong number four.
No way. This is you told me there were some Imagine Dragons. I know Tony wasn't at that concert. Maybe Jonathan was.
I figured
Tony actually has a little piece worked up. He was going to do a little singing for us.
Oh, nice. Tony, you have a lovely singing voice. I figured we could have like a Rogers Brothers roundtable.
Yeah.
How great is that live from Star Power? I know all three of you guys like Star Power a lot.
How are you getting Tony on the phone in the middle of a day? That's almost impossible.
Man, Tony, how is it that I couldn't get your number until 3 minutes before this segment? You're a very busy man.
We don't reveal that information.
Tony, you know, you can reach out to me and tell me happy birthday. You're the only person who hasn't.
No, I thought this counted.
All right, so our listeners should know, Tony is the oldest of the Rogers boys. He is 4 years older than me and Ben, and went to school. My sister is Tony's age, so they're all friends. And then me and Ben were 4 years later, and then Jonathan came in. Jonathan, are you 3 years younger than us?
Four.
4 years, okay. So your parents basically had a kid every 4 years. That's interesting.
Yeah, they were going to stop at two, and then they realized they needed to upgrade.
So you're saying I was a disappointment, and they went back to the well?
I think this...
It was a bad year. It was a very shallow draft.
This brings up something I did want to ask both of you guys, and we'll start with you, Tony. Tony, you're a high-powered executive, marketing exec, and have done great things. Jonathan is also very impressive, has been brand manager for several brands and has his own company. He's doing very well. And then there's Ben. So I was going to start with you, Tony. What does Ben need to do to sort of raise his level of excellence to reach some of the things that you've achieved?
No, I understand. It's, you know, Ben's not as funny or as well-known as either of his other brothers. The thing that always hits me about Ben is wiffle ball skills. And
thank you, Tony.
I feel like if well, it's more of a suggestion for improvement. you know, when I think about Ben playing wiffle ball, I think about like a Pete and Cavilla model where it's either a strikeout or a home run, and I'd just love to see a little more consistent contact.
Uh-huh. Tony was more of a role player. Tony's one of those glue guys that if you're playing wiffle ball and you have nine hitters, he's gonna do the little things like advance a runner over and not gonna get a lot of hits or anything, but he's the one who always asks, "Wait, you can't get a walk in wiffle ball? I was trying to work the count."
Jonathan, how hard was it to come after Ben and sort of kind of bring the Rogers name back up to the standards that Tony had set?
It's so funny because I was thinking a lot about my life and how different it was following Ben. First of all, I have two examples here. One is going through school and like the teachers going, "Oh my God, you're Ben's younger brother." And, you know, because it was 4 years after, you know, so Ben was still very fresh in most teachers' minds. And so what I found was kind of the more veteran teachers, they were like really happy about, "Oh, Ben's brother's in the mix." And then some of them were still shell-shocked, like the younger teachers. They were like, "Oh, my God." They started shaking and scratching themselves. But it was amazing to follow him. But the other thing, too, is I never had any rules growing up because Ben just came in and shattered every single rule. And I literally don't think I had any rules. Like, I had no curfew ever. I could take any car anytime I wanted, including Ben's car, which
Wait,
he let me, which is awesome.
One time I looked up and I was like, "Are those headlights in the backyard?" And Jonathan Jonathan was driving my car through the backyard, and both my parents were home. He was just having fun.
Yeah, it was not really well planned out because there was a real tight coffin corner over there by the bedroom, and I didn't recon the mission, and so the neighbors were putting up a fence over there, so I had to do like a 19-point turn right by their window, and that did not go well.
Oh, Dad found out about that?
Oh, Dad caught, like, the shutters came down, and I saw Dad look out. I probably should have ended it right there, but it was brutal.
All right, you're listening to a Rogers Brothers Roundtable. Ben's older brother, Tony, calling in from Arkansas. Younger brother, Jonathan, calling in from somewhere in Texas. And then we have Ben here as well. I'll start with you, Jonathan. I want to go to Tony, too. But are either one of you guys surprised at what Ben has done with his life, what he's doing now? Is this the sort of thing you saw for him?
You know, yeah, I think so. Like, I think you always kind of knew Ben was going to be famous in some way. Like, or it was going to go really bad the other way. But, like, from very early on, Ben was like, he could make friends with anybody, and he could push any rule. Like, one of my favorite memories, like, when I realized Ben was really operating on a different plane than everybody else, which takes a different kind of genius, he was driving us to a Ranger game. Ben and his buddy was probably Chris Alvarez, and me and my buddy was probably Justin Capus. I'm not even sure Ben was old enough to be driving. We're driving out to Arlington Stadium. We're kind of running late. And you know the old Arlington Stadium, it was tough to park. You could park forever away. Ben was like, you know what, let's just park up close. So he got in this really long line, and in that time, you could park underneath this like outfield stand. But if you like work for the team. So Ben goes, you know what, if you just act like you know what you're doing, you can do anything. And I'm like 12 years old, and I'm like, what is going on here? Ben gets to the front, and he could not talk his way in. And as he's doing that, traffic starts piling up, and he just starts talking to the guy and talking and talking and talking until the guy finally lets us in. He goes in and he parks. He goes, listen, if you get in a situation like that, just talk until the person can't take it anymore.
Oh, that's amazing. It's amazing advice. What about you, Tony? What did you – I mean, you're older. The older brother always has a different perspective. What did you think was in the future for Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought prison, but if you exclude that – no, seriously, the thing about Ben is – and you guys know this because you work with him every day, but he's all about relationships. And so from day one, I just remember Ben always having these – this breadth and depth of relationships. And we had a guy that was one of my friends my age, and his dad was a Richardson police officer, and and there were so many encounters that Ben would have with him throughout the weekend that we would just get like personal side reports directly from this officer, as opposed to having to go through the Richardson Police Department to find out what was going on with Ben. But, no, it's awesome. Even to this day, like, you got to be careful. Like, if you mention to Ben that you might be going to a Ranger game, I've actually gotten to where I don't even tell him I'm going, because he'll find out I'm going to the Ranger game. The next thing I know, he's calling me. It's like, okay, I talked to Bob. We got the suite lined up. He fixes Pudge Rodriguez's car, and he's got us hooked up with a suite. It's hilarious.
Okay, in my mind, I have, and you guys may think differently, but in my mind, I have that Ben is the most like y'all's dad, Bill. And I'm curious if you guys feel the same way. I mean, everybody has parts of one parent or the other, but in my mind, I have that Ben is the most like Bill. Would you agree with that, Tony, or am I way off base?
Well, one thing that they had in common is neither one of them really ever cared for Jonathan that much. I think that bonded over that, heard him talking about it a lot. The funny thing about it is Ben probably clashed with Bill the most.
Oh, probably. Yes, yeah. Of course. Just to pull the curtain back, Tony and Jonathan both graduated with straight A's, then went and got their master's degree in straight A's. The University of Texas has them back to speak and stuff. I barely snuck out of high school and then barely snuck out of North Texas 10 years later. Yes, he was harder on me and I was harder on him for sure.
But I tell you what, they did end up being by far the most alike. And one of the main ways you get to live it every day in your job, Ben, but man, Dad loved the Rangers and he loved the Cowboys. And we used to come home and Dad would watch every single Ranger game. And you come into the living room and he'd be in the same chair every time watching the Ranger game. And we'd walk by and he'd go, "Boys, don't do this. Don't do what I'm doing. They're only going to break your heart."
It's so true. Do you guys remember watching, like, we'd be watching the Ranger game with Dad, and he'd be like, "God, Pudge Rodriguez, look at him, he struck out again. He is never going to be a good player if he doesn't stop swinging at that crap." And I'd be like, "Dad, he's hitting 375 right now. He's leading the league in home runs, and he's a catcher."
He didn't have a lot of patience with the sports teams. I remember he told us one night he wouldn't watch the Mavericks if they were playing on his back patio.
Such a great
dude.
Line.
He literally said, "If I go, Dad, are you not going to watch the Maverick game?" He goes, "Let me tell you something. If the Mavericks right now were playing on that patio, I wouldn't get up and open the blinds."
Yeah, the 90s were hard on everybody, guys.
And wasn't it the referees? He just hated NBA refs, right?
Oh, yeah. Didn't work. Didn't work out.
Jonathan, this is a question for you. Who's your favorite rapper?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm a Guru fan.
Oh, from Gangstar.
And then an Chris Alvarez fan, and then a Skin fan, and then a Ben. But that was one of the cool things too about following Ben is being 4 years younger. I would sneak out of the house and go watch him perform in Deep Ellum. And a buddy of mine, Chad Williams, would come along sometimes. We would sneak out, drive downtown, and watch Ben perform. And that was just so cool to see as growing up. And the other part that was amazing, kind of to build on what Tony was saying about relationships, is he had all these relationships with everybody. So, and I think that's something that our parents instilled in us, but everybody matters. And so you could go to Ben's house today and you're very likely to see a Cowboys wide receiver in there. I remember going over to Ben's house one night, we were going to watch a Tyson Holyfield fight. And we're all hanging out, and then about 30 minutes into the night, the DOC shows up with his posse. It's like, "Wait, what is going on?" So that's just a really amazing testament. Like, he has all these different people. Like, as Tony was saying, you go to a Ranger game or a Mavs game, whatever, with Ben, the security guard knows and loves him. The person selling nachos knows and loves him. The GM knows and loves him. Some of the players on other teams know and love him. It's a really cool thing, and I'm very proud of both of my brothers. It's really cool to be a part of this group.
Man, I'm proud of you too, Jonathan.
Oh,
oh, hey, Tony.
Hey, no, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, seriously, Jonathan, you're the best. No, I do want to say I can't even believe you guys did this. This is so awesome. What a shock! I had no idea this was coming, and I do want to say this to both of you. Because each one of you guys had a moment in my life where you stepped up and had my back. In all seriousness, and I don't even know if you guys know this, but the first time I really got into a physical altercation with our dad, and it wasn't like a major deal or anything, but the one time where he was really upset with me and I wanted to say, "You know what, I'm a grown-up, I'm going to stand up," and I don't know, I was in high school or something, and he kind of grabbed me and I kind of grabbed him, and it was nothing big, except he slipped and fell down, and I felt horrible.
Oh, wow.
And I left the house, and I was standing out in front of the house, and I was like, "Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life." And I was seriously at, like, rock bottom. I was humiliated. I couldn't believe I just did that. And Jonathan ran out and caught me and told me he believed in me. And, dude, that meant the world to me. And I don't know if you know that. And then, Tony, one of the times that we had left another radio station, and we were trying to figure out if we were going to still sit through a 90-day non-compete, burn through savings, or if I should just give up the radio dream, our dad had already passed away.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a safety net. And Tony has always made a really good decision. So I was like, "Tony, what should I do?" And I was expecting him to say, "Dude, you need to go get in sales. You need to go take care of your family." And he goes, "You know what, dude? He goes, you know how Dad was that safety net? He's like, I'm that safety net for you now.
Wow.
He's like, go for it.
That's awesome. And so. and I remember Tony had loaned me $10,000 at that time. and it meant so much when he told me I didn't have to pay it back. I was like, God, it's so nice having you as Ben's older brother.
I got your text. If you need more, let me know.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Tony, we gotta go. We're going to keep Jonathan over for another segment. Okay. Talk Texas football.
Okay, cool. But, I'll be up and listen.
Hey, I love you guys. Thanks for joining the show. This was surreal.
Happy birthday, bro. I love you.
Happy Thanks, birthday, man. Buddy. Love
you guys. Hey, love you guys.
There
you,
they Jim. Go. I love you harder.
I can't believe you pulled that off.
Tony and John,
Bravo,
a.k.a.
dude.
Quan Lee. So people will say this all the time. I swear this is true, and I think our listeners got to hear this. People go, man, it must be a blast working with Ben. He's got to be the funniest guy you've ever met. And I was like, he's incredibly funny. You should meet his brothers, too. They're unbelievable. Like, the whole family are all stand-up comedians. It's unbelievable.
I can't even believe you pulled that off. That's crazy.
Good times. Your brothers are awesome dudes.
I can't even believe. Jonathan owns his own company. He can make his own job.
Jonathan is actually pulled over in some podunk town in Texas.
Are you serious?
And he pulled over next to a phone tower to make sure he had good cell reception.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hey, they're both badasses. I'm without question. The third-ranked Rodgers brother. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.